Random House Audio presents Promises Kept, Raising Black Boys to Succeed in School and in Life by Joe Brewster, M.D. and Michelle Stevenson with Hillary Beard. Read for you by Dominic Hoffman and Bonnie Turpin. This is Bonnie Turpin.
The truth is the light, and the light is the truth. Ralph Ellison, Invisible Man. Introduction. The year was 1998. When Google was founded, impeachment hearings against Bill Clinton began, Lauryn Hill sang about miseducation, and Jay-Z rhymed about the hard knock life. We were a young black family in Brooklyn trying to figure out how to get our soon-to-be 4-year-old son the education he deserved, one that would help him evade the pitfalls and limitations that tripped up so many black boys, one that would allow him to fulfill his potential. We lived in the Clinton Hill Fort Greene section of Brooklyn, New York, before gentrification. Back when the community was more racially and socioeconomically diverse and bustling with artists, writers, actors, visual artists, and filmmakers like us. We had purchased a fixer-upper across the street from what would have been our neighborhood elementary school. Unfortunately, it was the sort of public school that is all too common in New York and other big cities. No one who had any other options would ever send their child there. So we began to explore our options for Idris, our firstborn son, who was then 3 years old. Both of us had grown up in low-income families. Joe is from South Central Los Angeles, and Michelle was born in Haiti. She is of Haitian and Panamanian descent. Michelle had attended predominantly white public schools in Canada.